brand new week. Kevin Johnson, how has the stock market performed for a Monday?
Well, I've got to say I've taken my eye off the ball a little bit today because I feel like I'm in a ticker tape parade and sitting in one of those open-top cars and it's quarterly reports sort of raining down on me, not ticker tape.
Inundated.
There's so many of them. Inundated, I am. There's so many of them because guess what? They all have to have it in by close of business today. And some slackers, and I don't even have it tomorrow.
Good news that the market's up slightly today.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I'm happy with it. And look, it was like that all day. It just sort of started up, went up to about as high as about 25 or 30, drifted back down, finished up 19, which is a nice number, 5,774. You know, it's always around that 5,800 mark, give or take 100 points, you know. And it's been like that for a good 3 to 4 months. And it's a funny situation because some people start to worry about it when it's just nothing happening. Well, it's not a bad thing for things to stay the same for a while because then it really emerges who is making money, who is doing things properly, and it enables you to sort out what's good and what's bad. So I'm not worried about it at all. As I said, the good things do permeate to the top, and that's what we spend all our time looking for down here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, up 18, 5,773. Interesting, the interest was all in resource stocks. Fortescue up 32, BHP up 52, a top of the turnover today. I think I saw Rio had a pretty good number up today. There it is, Rio up $1.55, just shy of $66. There's a growing groundswell of understanding that, look, this resource rally is real. Obviously, the currency's not helping us, but China is cleaning things up. I was talking to our girl in Hong Kong today, back from holidays, and she said the key feature for her goes there every year or so, a lot less pollution than there has been in the past. I think last year I was here talking about it, saying that the key feature for them was people are a lot happier in China. Well, now she says a lot less pollution. The commodity prices look like they're going up because they're not producing as much within China now. They want better quality imports, which, of course, Australia has. So I think the outlook's pretty good. I think the market's got it right today in bidding out some of these resource stocks. Also up today with Woodside, we're up 33. Blue chips are up today, including Wesfarmers up 20 and Woolies up 19. QBE were up 11. That's where the interest was there. Percentage-wise, Pilbara had a rebound today, up 4%, finished at 39. Resolute were up to $1.07. Oz Minerals up to 8.34. Virgin took off, 0.5%, 17.5%. I just like saying that.
No, you don't.
And Qantas, I think they took off a little bit as well, but landed pretty shortly afterwards and finished the day up 2 to $5.32. The currency, it's been trying to get above 80 but couldn't do it. Finished at 79.8. If you're buying euros, or $1.47. If you're buying sterling, a little bit more expensive today, 164.5. Gold price off a dollar. Aussie dollar turns off a couple of dollars because of that weaker currency. So all in all, it's a steady start to the week. I've got to be happy with that, up 18 to start the week off.
All right, you enjoy swimming in those reports and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Will do. Thank you.